girl.
It is 3:37 here on Sports Radio 96.7, 1310, The Ticket. This is the Hardline 5.0. Here today on this Wednesday and here today on this April 1st. Happy April Fool's Day, everyone. And here today, live and in person at the April Fool's Open, brought to us by Kingfisher Golf. They are out here on site with their gear. They got a whole tent set up. So come see what Kingfisher has to offer, and they're trying to find the worst golfer in Dallas to highlight resilience, offering a sponsorship and lessons from a pro, all that good stuff. So
maybe they'll find that person today.
They just might find that person today, as we have several people that have, quote, never been on a golf course. So welcome to the world of golf.
No doubt.
We're joined by Donovan Lewis. We're joined by George Dunham.
Good to be back.
Look at these guys.
Welcome. Two of our fine announcers.
Favorite days of the year.
Welcome to Southern Dallas, everyone.
Is Tom Gribble caddying for Daddy?
Yeah, yes. Look at that house divided.
Whoa.
What a house divided that is.
Apart. You know what I have in my hands?
Now, what are you reading?
You're not supposed to do that outside in public.
Last year's scorecard.
Ah.
And, you know, that was really a brilliant performance of 25 by Baldy.
Yeah, it was. Now, remember, the all-time record is Tyler Samsel, who shot a 20. And I think Dave...
Never be broken.
I can't remember what I shot. Maybe a 23, 22.
You were pretty good.
Yeah.
Because you made a bogey on one hole. If you can just make a bogey on one hole.
Yeah, I fell apart on the par 5, but I did well on the par 4.
When you fell apart, what'd you get?
Oh, I don't remember. Probably a 12 or something.
Okay.
Mino was just two shots off. He had a 27, which means he took an 11 on the last hole. It killed him.
Par 5.
The par 5.
It eats
got
people.
Him. L finished third with a 29.
Get up!
Then Deddy at 37. Ham at 38. And EA with a 35 over 47.
35 over. What did we determine if we extrapolate that out to 18 holes?
Well, multiply by 6.
That he would have shot.
It's kind of easy.
What do you shoot?
Shoot, I don't know what 6 times 47 is offhand.
280?
That would be 282.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. 200. And then extrapolate.
Has anyone shot that ever?
Well, then extrapolate that out to what would he shoot at Augusta?
Oh, my gosh.
Would you double that?
A triple?
Yeah.
He would shoot a 500?
503.
Yeah.
From the tips.
There's our amateur putting out for a 503.
So would you, if you were playing this, and if you were one of the competitors today.
No commercial breaks either.
We're going to stay here.
My gosh, we're so tired.
We're going to watch EA Azad putt out for his 503 here.
Would you prefer to get the monster out of the way early? Would you like to tee off on that one? Does that give you an advantage?
I think it does.
Maybe.
Well, because if you start here on hole number 3, the par 3, are you just thinking about that hole the entire time?
Yeah. I don't know. You might get a false sense of security if you start on the par 3.
Yeah, when I played the first one, I started out on the par 5, and I hit a nice drive of about 22 yards right off the bat and just shot my confidence.
Had you ever been to, because Jay King famously, who's playing in this, of course our top 10 host, he says that he's never stepped foot on a golf course. 10 years ago, you ever stepped foot on a golf course?
If we did a show.
Well, yeah.
Bob and Dan, that was it.
Okay.
And then one time they had me go out there and try and swing a driver, and I missed like 8 out of 10 attempts.
Mm.
We thought you would do better.
No, you didn't.
Well, they kept saying,
look at me.
He looks athletic. We can't really pinpoint it, but he looks athletic.
Especially when you wore red and black that one time.
Well, that was just here. That
by
was the
way.
The whole thing.
I know. And we were so athletic.
We were looking at the...
Why are you saying it like that?
Look at you 10 years
that's
ago.
That's not so you. Athletic. You guys
look
are
how,
just...
Look at well, Donovan, how lean and mean he looks.
Very tiger-like.
Yeah.
I feel like you guys are... typecasting, and I don't appreciate it.
Well, we were talking about
so athletic.
We were
most
talking about
likely
that,
to dunk.
We were talking about that lineup from year one,
great
10 years ago, and you're the only one who stuck with golf. What? How many times have you played in the last 12 months?
I feel like your game is
slacked off.
Yeah, I've slacked off.
You're turning your back on the game.
No, no, I'm not turning my back. It's just about 15, maybe 15, 20. But the only reason I kept going was because Arnett and Rosen had a trading places bet to see who they could get from the first one to play golf and break 100.
Right, it was a $1 bet, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And they pulled
me out. They were using
you. I was on the corner. I had my sign. I was singing Roxanne and everything.
Yeah.
And then they pulled me out and said, hey, take these lessons.
Who was the other one?
I think I was the only one.
Oh, okay. I thought
they didn't find a white one.
I thought they... Dave?
Man. Well, he said trading places.
Right. Oh, he's so athletic. Let's get him to do
it. I thought they each had a competitor.
No.
Okay.
They just bet a dollar. And I'm pretty sure Arnett was betting that I couldn't do it.
I'm sorry.
Or I was going to take way longer to do it.
I think you're wrong.
Can I welcome everyone here?
Sure.
Can I do my Jim Nance part here?
Sure.
I would really like to. Connor, the music, please. Hello, friends.
Spot.
It's rhetorical.
He just started.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Bob. I'm glad you're here. Welcome to the sixth edition of golf's prestigious sixth major, as not to step on the toes of the Dunham and Miller Open fifth major.
Who just hit their weed vape?
No, it doesn't.
That
like
never
weed.
Happens in the Jim Nance Open.
What up?
Ever.
I heard Gary McCord say that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, who hit their weed vape?
And it was probably Tiger.
Probably so. Yeah, probably so. The April Fool's Open live from Prairie Lakes Golf Club in Grand Prairie, Texas, and outside of Augusta National, friends, we are the only other major to play our tournament at the same course year after year.
There's a lot of similarities.
But as you know, ours is a tad different. Instead of 72 holes spread out over 4 days, the April Fool's Open is a one-day, three-hole event.
Spread out over 4 hours.
That's all we can take.
To ensure our participants and our patrons don't die from exhaustion. The names of the former champions, as you can see on the wall. Read off like a list of the greatest golfers to ever play the game. Bayless, Walker, Samsel, Lane, and Baldwin. Champions, all of them. With names that not only transcend golf, but sport itself. The setup has been called the truest test a golfer can have, with three holes. A par three, a par four, and a par five, determining our champion today. The rules, of course, modified to meet the high standards of our participants' abilities. If a ball is indeed hit in the water, the player will have two more chances to hit it over on his own. If that fails, he will drop his ball over the hazard and continue play, assessing the six-stroke penalty, just as Nicklaus did at the 75 Masters. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe all of our contestants are here. Did Mino make it? Again, a question that Jim Nance doesn't have to ask.
We'll never, ever ask.
No.
Is Rory here?
Like, he's getting ready to tee off. Did Rory make it? He won the damn tournament. Daddy, they're all here.
Okay.
Okay.
What was served at the champion snack this morning?
Well,
it's Baldy.
Okay.
Cafe.
Pop tarts.
Why don't we start having a champion's dinner?
I don't know. We should.
I know. And invite all
the
of them
night
back.
Before.
And, yes.
Yeah. Well, Daddy has a bag of Chick-fil-A.
It's just them. Daddy, is that for nourishment on the course?
It's a sponsor.
This is the Matthew Birmingham Ball markers.
Oh, okay. He's got ball markers for Ham, who is filming my 60-pound life right now.
Cups.
And we'll be away for the next 6 weeks. We're hearing five, maybe now.
Thoughts
all right. Well, it's time for balls in the air. Gentlemen, I would like for you to go to your holes. We will play the intros from Grant Boone coming up next, memorializing Mark Elfenbein, one of our fallen golfers today.
I mean, he's fine. He's just injured.
We will start off.
He is alive.
Take a knee.
In memoriam for Mark Elfenbein, but the April Fool's Open starts next.
This is golf's worst day ever. The Tickets April Fool's Open, live from Prairie Lakes Golf Course in Grand Prairie. Brought to you by WorstGolferInDallas.com and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
All right, live from the April Fool's Open here in Grand Prairie at Prairie Lakes Golf Club, where the wind, she is a howling right now. But we are ready to go, and thanks to the man who, I don't know if you noticed this, Bob, but was all over the Rory McIlroy documentary, Grant Boone.
Yes.
His voice was prominently featured, as he will be part of the Masters coverage here in a couple of weeks. Grant Boone has been the guy that has written and given us the intros for all these years that we've done the April Fool's Open. And let's start these off, and we'll do it before we get to our players, from our fallen hero, Mark Elfenbein, who was supposed to play. We need to honor Mark and his double hernia. We're calling it the Hebrew hernia.
Oh, my.
Here is Grant.
Practicing Jew and still a non... A practicing Jew and still a non-practicing golfer, Mark Elfenbein has been wandering the radio wilderness of Ticket Sunday mornings for almost as many years as his ancestors roamed the Sinai Desert. A true modern-day Moses, no one actually listens to what he says either. Instead, just complaining about where he's going and wishing they were dead. With a pillar of cloud to guide him by day, Elf has made his mark in real estate, a high priest of property sales, a prophet in his own hometown, profiting from helping thousands of his fellow DFW residents brazenly violate the Lord's 10th commandment by coveting their neighbor's home. And while he's never closed the deal at the April Fool's Open, could 2026 be the year in this sausage fest unlike any other that our beloved Hebrew national finally reaches the promised land?
Wow.
So incredibly perfect. Mwah. And, of course, the tournament dedicated to the memory of Mark Elfenbein. Okay. The most controversial of all of our combatants. Let's meet E.A. Azad.
Bidding to become the AFO's first ever Grand Islam champion, is arguably the most talented Afghani in this year's field, E.A. Azad, golf's Jose Maria a la Fable, who once again was voted by his fellow contestants as the player most likely to be unlawfully detained mid-round by ICE. Highly Muslim and chronically single, despite the fat eyelids that ladies usually love, Azad has a message for eligible Metroplex bachelorettes interested in marriage. Where I come from, he says, that can be arranged. At last year's AFO, EA valiantly battled not only the other competitors, but also a nasty case of life-threatening gout, coming dangerously close to leading the field in actual strokes gained. But now, back on his athlete's feet, he hopes to rebound from his humiliating performances in previous appearances and star in his own blockbuster, The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's throw it down to the par three, where E.A. Azad is anxiously awaiting the first shot, the ceremonial first shot of the April Fool's Open. Donovan Lewis, walk us through.
Well, E.A. has driver. He is on the tee box now addressing, well, he is pointing the club to you guys.
Yeah,
he's calling his shot. Everyone on that side, please be careful.
A driver on a 150-yard hole?
Yes, he has a driver. He is addressing the ball. He's looking at his target. He adjusts his glasses. And now he's about to take back the club. And swing. Okay. I didn't even see it. Where did it go? It went straight left.
Is that OB?
Is it OB, Creighton? Did you? Oh, it's most definitely OB. That's what the I was. You know what? I made a mistake by looking straight ahead, and I didn't. It didn't happen that way. So yes.
Where's he going?
Is he going to drop somewhere? Or is he going to tee it off again?
No, I'm pretty sure he'll drop from where it is. We'll count the stroke, but it did go probably about 65, 70 yards, but it did go straight left.
All right. Technically, he'll be hitting his third shot after that. Let's meet our next contestant, Jacob Dedamore.
Now the only Baldy in this year's field, Musers producer Jacob Deddy Dedamore returns to once again shamelessly self-flagellate and flail in another April Fool's Open. equally futile in swiping the golf club and his dating app, Detamore remains the undeterred in the ticket punch bowl. The lifelong Longhorn fan enters today's competition inspired by this year's epic NCAA tournament run, with both his beloved team and his career scoring average per hole reaching a sweet 16. A remedial student of the game, Detamore's name at the bottom of the leaderboard is almost as guaranteed as his place in ticket history as the man who drove the greatest morning show of all time into semi-retirement. And if that old adage is true, that golf doesn't so much build character as expose it, no one is more likely to expose themselves than Detty.
All right, let's take you to Matt McLaren on the par 5, the second hole here at the April Fool's Open, the second tee box, technically a 530-yard humdinger of a par 5. Jacob Detamore waiting to hit his initial ball with Matt McLaren on the call. Matt, take it away.
Hey, guys. So here we are. We are on the tee box. Detty is addressing. For some reason, there's a man walking straight up the fairway. He might be about
Dad, move.
Go ahead, Dad.
Behind
that tree.
Behind the tree, sir. Behind the tree. Thank you.
Go ahead. Wait. That is very aggressive. Very appropriate here.
Check 1-2.
Very focused. And that ball is going way to the right. That is way right into the opposite fairway.
Check.
Yeah, he's probably about 100 yards to the right on the other fairway, but he is in the fairway, so not bad from Detty.
Okay, fair enough. Let's go meet our next contestant, the host, one of the hosts of the Sweet Spot, David Minot.
David Minot has been competing in AFOs since before cheese, and his record, like a lump of leftover Limburger, stinks. He enters play today after another grueling two-hour show, minus the commercials and crosstalk, as co-host of The Sweet Spot, something, ironically, he's yet to ever find on the golf club. Living proof that a gay squirrel, I mean he's gay, blind, doesn't always find a nut. Mino's balls are again being shagged by former Ranger center fielder David Hulse, whose years of caddying in this event actually make him long for those 150-degree days playing in the flaming wok of Arlington Stadium. But this year, as the AFO makes the turn to the back hole and a half, could these Davids finally slay Goliath and make Minot this tournament's big cheese once and for all?
All right, Matt, speak loudly. Let us know about David Minot here on the par 5.
All right, Minot is addressing the ball. He's getting some great instruction from his caddy, David Hulse. Been over nicely. He's looking, it looks like a 7-iron or a 3-iron or something. He's not using driver. And a little bit under the ball, way to the right. He is over there with Detty, and that ball is kicked way right across the cart path. That may be wet. It hit the cart path and bounced over the cart path on the opposite fairway. So we're
that
gonna have
is
to go find out. That might have gone in the water.
An impossible angle. I didn't even know there was water over
there.
Well,
there really isn't. If you go, I suppose, at a right angle from the tee.
I think it's bottled water.
You could hit water, but you do have to
yeah.
go very much across the next hole over.
God, dude. Yeah.
And then on the other side would be
look
water.
At where they're walking. That is literally impossible.
That makes this hole a little longer, Corby.
Yeah,
just a tad.
It might
be 600 yards now.
Just a tad. All right, let us now meet the unknown, Cam LaFada.
Rumors that Cam LaFada would be making his April Fool's Open debut have been spreading across the ticket airwaves like cold butter on a brittle saltine. And the response from P1s far and wide has been unanimous. Who? But the ticket has confirmed both rumors. Yes, he will play. And yes, apparently there is someone who works at the station named Cam LaFada. The first AI-generated contestant in tournament history, LaFada, whose made-up name in Spanish means the Fada, has the social media following of a Twitter bot, but without the winsome personality. Reportedly, reporting ticket tickers every so often, he follows in the footsteps of the completely forgotten and has quickly served notice that one day he could be the next to have that role launch his career in another line of work. And yet, against this motley field of fleshly fools, LaFada's chances of winning the AFO are real, even if he's not.
All right, let's go to Craig Miller on the first tee box, or Sean Bass, whoever's up there.
That would be me, Snake.
Oh, you made it, Sean. Perfect. So let's listen to Cam LaFada's first shot.
Yes, Cam LaFada, an unknown at the station, and he looks just like a generic SMU student, dressed as such with khakis, a tucked-in polo shirt, paying homage to his Boston roots with Dunkin' Donuts emblazoned shoes. He's also got a tailor-made driver, and he is about to tee off here as the SMU product. Also has a very generic SMU student on his bag. They're hard to tell apart, but the right-handed swinger has teed up already, and he is ready to start his round on the par 4, number 1.
This, of course, Corby, the first time he's ever been on a golf course.
Yes, indeed.
As he's addressing the ball, taking a look down what they call Davies Lane.
Indeed.
And he strikes it, and he misses it altogether.
I saw a dust cloud come up.
That was dust and dirt. So this is his second attempt at driving the par 4, number 1.
Okay.
Is Cam... draws back, and he makes contact and actually hits a pretty decent shot. It goes left of the cart path, but that was well past the ladies' tees. And Cam LaFada has made his presence known early here at the 2026 AFO.
With a whiff, and then what looks to be a pretty decent shot, especially coming into that second.
That's a fine angle.
Coming into number one green where, yes, he's left of the hole a little bit. The pin tucked way left as well. He's going to have to navigate that water, of course, but... even with a whiff, a not too bad start.
He's definitely in the best shape.
Yes, from Cam LaFada. And now let's meet his playing participant, or his playing partner, our ticket top 10 host, Jay King.
When Ryan Baldwin announced he was unable to defend his April Fool's Open title, tournament officials strongly considered canceling the tournament, assuming they could never find a suitably irrelevant replacement who brings less to the table than a one-armed waitress on her day off. But with their hopes headed down the toilet, they found a royal flush in Jay King, the Oklahoma State fanboy whose long flowing locks look like Mike Gundy's mullet mated with Billy Ray Cyrus. In his utterly anonymous 3 years as host of the wildly unpopular Ticket Top 10, King has proven himself to be just as adept at stirring the pot as inhaling it, describing himself on his ex-bio as a, quote, fast food connoisseur, unquote. No way. But now, in his biggest moment to date at the ticket, and what will likely and sadly be the biggest of his life, can the man who works by night be king for a day? Or will his hopes of eternal glory, like his paycheck every 2 weeks, go up in smoke?
All right, Sean Bass, let's take you back to number one tee box, the par 4, the gently sloping 300-yarder down the hill navigating the water. And Jay King.
Yes, Jay King wearing shorts today, but he's got a matching Hawaiian top and bottom with a Sasquatch affixed with a inflatable pink flamingo. And last year's champion Ryan Baldwin on his back wearing the exact same outfit. Now, they both have a Jelly Roll undershirt, which you can see because they have the shirt open. And Jay said he was going to come into this event with headgear, and headgear he has. He has a rainbow umbrella to... don his noggin, and he's got the hair down today, so I don't know why that would be an issue, but Jay has a 3-wood as he has approached the ball here on the par 4, number 1.
Never stepped foot on a golf course either.
And he says he's ready.
Oh, really?
No.
Draws back, and he hits one up in the air, and this one is going right towards the broadcast booth, and everybody heads up.
Do we see the ball? Ah, there it is. You know what? Oh, my God. He's going to have to hit right directly over us because we are not moving, unfortunately. That is well right of the target.
Well, that's
but
jail
for a guy that's never been on a golf course before, that's pretty good.
And yeah. He's in the thick rough, as thick as it gets here at Prairie Lakes.
Yeah, he is. You know what? Before we take a break, let's head back over to the third hole. Donovan Lewis, you were on the case with E.A. Azad, who went OB.
He did.
And is now hitting his third shot from about 120 yards.
Yes, 120 for par. He's been kind of sitting, waiting, chilling. Now he's addressing the balls, looking at his target. He asked his caddy for some type of acknowledgement, not quite sure. So now he's hitting his third shot, and it's on the ground, and it's going toward, okay, he is back in the middle of the fairway, if you want to call that for a par three, so he has a good up and down to see if he can get
up. He topped it. That was a cold top.
Well, it's back in the middle of the fairway.
I realize that, but he cold topped it, and he pointed at us, once again, denoting that he struck the ball cleanly, and he's like, I told you guys.
His irrational confidence knows no bounds.
Well, I will say this. I will say this, though. Looking from last year, he's about 75 yards closer on his fourth shot than he was last year. So this is improvement.
All right,
fair enough. Progress.
Okay, let's come back. All right, let's take a break. Let's come back. We'll hear the travails of what is going on the par five, where two wild shots from Mino and Deddy, and all of that next here on The Ticket.
If you miss one, worst golfers at the ticket drive for oh no's and putt for that blows during the April Fool's Open live from Prairie Lakes Golf Course in Grand Prairie. Brought to you by WorstGolferInDallas.com and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket.
Tyler Childers is bringing his Snipe Hunt Tour to Dos Equis Pavilion April 23rd with special guests Robert Earl Keen and Scott T. Smith. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com and you can text Tyler to 22126 for your chance to win a pair of tickets.
April Fool's Open. We are live on the golf course at Prairie Lakes in Grand Prairie. Let's go back to the third hole, the par three, where E.A. Azad is trying to finish and keep it under double digits, Greg.
Yeah, always a goal on a par three. Don't card a 10 here in this tournament. All right, E.A., play away. He's got about a six-footer after a 30-foot putt he put past by about 6 feet. So he's got this coming back, Gordo. Tricky putt.
Very tricky. E.A. has a very delicate touch. He's standing over it, and he is still standing over it. I don't know why he's contemplating. Look at that. Greg, look at that.
Wow.
He drained it.
Oh, my God.
He drained it. Very good. Ooh, and a little chest bumping there from him. He is very confident.
Wow.
Is that a nine?
He is marching off that green with extreme confidence, and you know what?
He should.
That was a good-looking stroke.
Wow.
I mean, he put it center cut. It was really impressive.
EA shocks the world with a nine. Only six over after his first hole.
Well, he is now the leader in our tournament at plus six.
Short pants or long shorts.
The only player to finish a hole so far.
All right, George, let's take it away on number one, the par four.
All right, here is Cam LaFada hitting his ninth shot here. He's hit his second ball into the water. Just took his second drop. He's about 10 feet off the green. He's on the right side. The pin's on the left. Ball's on the way to the hole.
Wow.
It's below the hole. Not a bad touch, though.
No, did he chip that?
He chipped that, and that is not bad. He's getting a nice hand from the gallery here. He's about 15 feet away now to Jay King, who is hitting six with the ridiculous umbrella hat over the very loud shirt.
Wow, he can take control of this tournament if he can.
He really can.
Yeah, if he could two-putt this, do you think? He's some 40 feet away from the fringe. Here's a putter with
a big backswing. Oh, my gosh.
And oh, my God.
And this has rolled well over the green into the grass swale behind the left side. And I don't know what happened. He looks back at Ryan saying, you misclubbed me.
With a putter. You misclub a putter.
Oh, wait, that was a sand wedge. It was not a putter.
A sand wedge?
That is not a feathery touch.
No, it was a three wood. I'm sorry. It was a three wood.
What is happening over there?
I don't know. I thought it was a putter, but it was...
It jumped off the face.
He hit it right in the screws.
Back down the fairway.
God. All right, let's go. The par five, the second hole. Deddy is lying... What is it, Bob?
Deddy is hitting his ninth. Ninth shot.
Okay.
About 30 yards off the green. Looks like he's pitching it.
Oh, and he flubbed it.
Kind of scuffs it, but it might run to at least the first cut of the fringe.
This is where things get really, really dodgy around the greens. David Mino, I believe, is hitting his 11th shot.
Yes, Mino for 11 here.
He's in front of the green about 15 yards straight up the hill. Wind in his face. Takes a second look, a third. The club is back, and he blades it. Holy crap.
He fires it.
It goes flying over the green.
Down to the par three.
Down to the par three.
Into the fairway. My God.
And now he's got to come back towards the water again.
It looks like that the par five is getting David Mino once again.
His head is down. You can just see morale is already in a weird spot for him on his first hole.
We're going to stick with Jacob Detamore.
All right, Deddy. Let's see if Deddy can do anything for his 10.
Okay, I don't want him to hear this, but why are they chipping when they can hit a putter?
Okay.
Daddy, you go ahead, buddy.
We're going to play a little out of order here because Mino's got a hike ahead of him.
Yeah, he does. Daddy, about 5 yards off the green. Actually, not a bad little backswing.
Okay.
Puts it on the green about 20 feet short. Not too terrible. Sean, is EA set up on the number one par four?
Yes, his caddy, Creighton, is teeing up his ball right now. It took a little while for EA to come over after that six-foot putt on the par three. He had to greet the gallery. He is a man of the people, but the Romo-clad, jersey-wearing EA has set up. He's approaching. He's got a tailor-made driver. His feet are pretty close together, but we'll see how he does here at the par four number one. He's taking a very soft practice swing, and he hits a worm burner. It's past the ladies' tees. It's rolling just to the right of the cart path. Little body English like Carlton Fisk at Fenway in the 76 World Series.
Wow, it's bouncing straight down the cart.
And, oh, my God.
And EA loves it. He is marching with conviction down
that
the fairway.
That is right smack dab in the middle of the fairway, about 115 yards away from the green.
He is going to have to deal with the water.
Well, that's okay. That's an amazing shot.
Unless he decides to punch it around.
The water in the tree.
Next to Dave Lane's incredible shot where he drove the green, basically, that may be the best drive that we've seen on this par four first hole. Let's go back. We're on the par five. It is the adventures of David Mino back with his caddy, David Hole. So the Rangers, Mino's got a chip back of about 30 yards, it looks like, back toward the green.
I just don't like his chances here.
Oh, I don't think he's going to
Oh, David Hole.
He hit it 5 feet, and David Hole's caddy drops down on the ground in
frustration.
On his
back. I just don't know.
George, let's go over you to the par four.
Cam has missed his first putt, put it past about 10 feet. He is now putting 4 and 11 here on the par four. He's had a couple balls in the water. Uh-huh. He's over it. Putter back. Ball drifting down towards the hole. It is short by about a foot.
Boy, it looks further than a foot.
Maybe foot and a half.
No gimmies
maybe.
Here, though. No gimmies.
Very large foot.
Jay King has he's lost his umbrella visor. He is putting. Let's see.
This is for eight?
Seven. This is for an eight. And this is makeable.
Boy, this would be huge.
It's about a five-footer below the hole. He walks up confidently and pushes it out right. That's no gimme there. That's about an eight-inch putt. We've seen these go wayward before. Over it and on the way. And he missed it. He missed it. Oh, no.
Oh,
it's going to be double digits here.
Looks like a 10.
For Jay King, it is a 10 as the ball falls in the hole finally.
An 8-inch putt? What is it with those putts?
He's never played the game before
Again, these are two combatants.
Couple of shots.
Your group right there, George, they've never been on a golf course until today.
Well, and it's showing Cam is taking an hour and 15 minutes to play this hole. Here he is now. 4 and 11, and he missed it on the left edge and left himself some more work. Another foot for a 12.
Oh, no.
Back over it quickly. The SMU youngster trying to get in 12, and that's an even dozen here at the par four.
All right, let's go back to David Mino. His caddy has taken a shot of fireball to just kind of calm his nerves a little bit. He's wearing – we haven't seen this shirt yet. The caddy shirt says, "Please don't suck." In reference, of course, to his player, David Mino, who is now hitting his 13th shot on the par three. Or par five, I'm sorry. A difficult one. Don't know if he has putter or not.
No, he's still hitting wedge. Oh, no, it is.
That's a putter.
And he still can't get it
off. Oh, and it's going backwards. It's going back towards him.
You know, Corby, you can't win a major on the first hole, but you can lose a major on the first hole.
You certainly can. It's just so demoralizing to play this par five first for these guys. Domino in his Ranger powder blues, his Ranger hat, and his jeans.
Okay, all right. That putt looks reasonable. It may need to hit a house, but it's on the green.
Yeah, he and Deddy, I can see.
He's right next to Deddy now.
Oh, Deddy's going to get a nice look.
Now, Deddy, of course, marking the ball in honor of Ham. R.I.P. Ham with a chicken nugget.
Ever so delicate.
Yes, we're going to let Deddy. Yeah, Deddy
did
ate
he just
the chicken
eat
nugget.
That
he did
off the ground.
He
couldn't leave it because the geese would come get it.
You could throw it in the water.
Deddy, you are up, my friend. Go ahead and putt. You've had plenty of time to read this. Jacob Dedamore. Oh, he's on his knees. He's trying to read it. No.
He's asking what T.J. Ford would do here.
Right. What Cat Osterman could do. Daddy's knees are so bad he can barely stand up after being on the ground. He's got about 25 feet up the hill. He's still chewing on his chicken nugget.
Off the ground?
Off the ground nugget.
I'll give you 50 to 1 on this putt, Corby, if you'd like it.
I do not want any part of that. He hits it, and oh, it just goes right past the cup on top of the hill. It's going to be a delicate comebacker, about 10 feet. Mino got a good read on that, though. And Mino, look, he's putting for a 14.
Yeah.
It's not the worst we've seen on this hole.
No.
Again.
He would need 9 more.
Yeah.
Don't put it past 25?
I believe so, or a 27 at one point. Jer, we know, I believe, got a 24 after missing his delicate little 3-inch putt.
Okay.
Mino lines up over the ball, looking incredibly athletic.
What is he? He's doing the Cupid shuffle?
For a 14.
50 to 1.
I'm not taking your bet.
Ooh, this one doesn't
easily hit short. Oh, man, he hit something that popped his ball straight up. Go ahead and finish that off, Mino. Waste no time for your 15. Yeah, this for a 15 on the par 5, only 10 over par.
Now, he's been grinding on these shorter putts at the practice green, so yeah. I think he's pretty locked in.
I think he feels pretty good about it.
He looks like he's using a penis putter.
5 feet.
Oh, he missed it.
Oh, my God, he pulls it left. He's jumping up and down in frustration.
Dave, what is...
We're exactly going to allow him to finish out here once again.
He was anchoring it with his penis.
Well, 2 feet. No, he wasn't. He was just putting.
2 feet down the hill. And
that's
he's in.
A 16.
For a 16.
Okay.
He does some form of cowboy dance.
He gives the lasso like the Rangers.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here's Deddy to take a lead in this twosome at least.
This is for 12 for Deddy? Okay. 10 feet above the hole. Delicate, coming down the hill. He misses it to the right, about a foot. Deddy now gets over the 1 foot putt.
That's a meaty 1 foot
for 13.
Oh, no!
He missed it, George, from a foot!
Oh, no.
Oh, he's got a foot coming back.
And it's coming down the hill, too. This is really dark. Okay.
Okay. 14?
14.
Okay, so we now have data from one hole completed as we go over par in last place. Mino plus 11. Deddy is plus 9. Cam plus 8. Jay and EA tied for first at plus 6.
All right, let's go over to EA Azad, George. You see him. He's about 100 yards away from the flag, but has to navigate the water.
Very strange posture over the ball right now. I'm not sure what he's doing outside of trying to go around the water. He is not going to try to lift the ball. It almost looks like he has a putter stance. There's the backswing.
Oh, he nailed it.
And he hit it hard. Where's the ball going?
That's going in the opposite fairway.
This is another. I don't know what the players are doing here. They're launching it well over the green.
Way left, too.
That's way left. And after a great drive, EA Azad is in some trouble, and he's on another hole.
All right, let's go back to the par 5 tee box where Cam LaFada and Jay King are. Go ahead, Matt McLaren.
All right, we got Jay King ready to tee off here. He's excited that he's tied for the lead.
As he should be.
Oh, my God. What a shot. Are you kidding me? I mean, it went way the wrong direction, but that was really good contact.
Well, describe it.
Man, that may be in the water over to the right.
Oh, but he hit it.
Yeah, if he had hit that straight, that's a 250-yard drive.
What? So,
good Lord.
You're saying he went all the way to the right where Mino and those guys went in that other water hazard?
Yeah, but way past that.
Wow.
Is he what?
All right, yeah, go ahead, Cam. Man, Jay ripped that.
We can see on the TV monitor Cam LaFada now standing over his ball. Oh. Right. What a great posture he has.
Yeah, he looks like a golfer. He does not swing like one, but he just ripped that right down the middle of the fairway.
Did he really? Oh, he holds his arms out.
Probably about 175, 200 yards.
Like, wow.
Like the Night King.
He's got a little fist pump
peering
going.
Around with his arms out.
That is a fantastic shot.
All right, let's take a break. Let's come back, and we will get things on track here at the April Fool's Open from Prairie Lakes next.
The Ticket.
You know, Corby, it is time for us to talk about our friends from Ownwell, because property tax is a big deal right now. And if you've been lucky enough to, of course, own a home, you probably also would love to see that property tax come down. But then when it comes to figuring it out, protesting, making yourself a real sound case against the man, you don't want to do that. You want to take 3 minutes of your time and go to Ownwell and let them do it.
Yeah, it's really, really easy. 3 minutes is all it takes. The deadline to protest is May 15th, so get on it now. This is your money we're talking about. You own this money. They're going to get it back to you, so get on it. Go to Ownwell.com, sign up, tell them that we sent you over there to Ownwell.com.
It's NFL draft season on the Ticket, and that means Bob Sturm's big sports brain is poring over prospects and putting them into pods. Presenting the Ticket's annual NFL Draft Podcast with Sports Sturm and his draft dude, Dominic Robinson.
All right, all right, all right.
We're dropping new episodes weekly heading into the NFL Draft in April.
Can you name a cowboy?
Subscribe wherever you get your regular Ticket podcasts. From Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310, the Tick.
Unpredictable Texas weather calls for guaranteed savings with TXU Energy Ultimate Season Pass. 50% off energy charges during peak winter and summer, plus even more months of automatic savings. That's relief that adds up to an average of $450 a year.
Marketers, you know that feeling. An advertising investment seemed on point but didn't drive any revenue. And now your CFO wants answers. LinkedIn calls that bull spend. Invest in what looks good to your CFO. LinkedIn ads generates the highest ROAS of all major ad networks. So cut the bull spend and advertise on LinkedIn. Spend $250 on your first LinkedIn ads campaign and get a $250 credit. Visit LinkedIn.com/collegebasketball. Terms and conditions apply.
Mic drop.
You ready?
Let's do it.
Hosted by former Navy SEAL Mike Ridland. It's unfiltered.
You know, when you go to the sound of the gun, bam, you're gone.
It's weird. I mean, I've had so many near-death experiences.
It's raw.
I love this country. I offered my life to serve this nation and protect its people.
The question, you know, what's the meaning of life? And to me, it just boils down to one single word, which is purpose.
Mic drop. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Consistently beating industry benchmarks by over 25% isn't a fluke. It's Cumulus Digital. Smarter marketing with proof. We show you exactly who saw your ad by name and address. That kind of precision is why more than 4,000 businesses partner with us every month, whether they need one product or a full digital strategy. Visit CumulusDigital.com today, because you're not average, and your marketing results shouldn't be either. That's CumulusDigital.com.
Ready to discover your new favorite spot? At SweetDeals.com, we help you save with amazing local businesses. Save more, explore more, and uncover hidden gems. Visit SweetDeals.com today.
Jump into the hottest stories at TheTopicalFruit.com, your go-to spot for stories that keep you in the loop. Hear from some of the most fascinating people in pop culture today. Whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, news about your favorite stars, or studies that will blow your mind, we've got you covered. The Topical Fruit. Citrus got real. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Tax day is almost here, but don't stress. Enter the Uncle Sam's giveaway for a chance to win $5,000 to bail you out. Don't owe anything? Great. Spend it on whatever you want. Head to our website to enter this national contest for your chance to win $5,000 with the Uncle Sam's giveaway.
The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is coming to Pittsburgh, and it's your chance to witness the future of the game for free. From April 23rd to April 25th, feel the energy of the NFL Draft. See the Vince Lombardi Trophy and Super Bowl rings. Meet NFL players and legends. Enjoy interactive games and live music performances, and be there as the future of the NFL takes center stage. The NFL Draft starts April 23rd. Register for free entry at NFL.com/draft access today.
One iced coffee?
99 cents, please.
For real? No way. Mmm. One iced coffee?
99 cents, please.
For real? No way. Mmm. What a deal.
Your new morning groove. Iced coffee from McDonald's, any size for just 99 cents till 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The Ticket Ticker.
Ticket brought to you by Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys and the Diamond Factory. 8-3, the unhappy final from Camden Yards. The Rangers fall in the series finale. They've won their first two series of the season. Nathan Eovaldi takes the loss. He's now 0-2. Both Rangers' losses this season have come in his starts. Skip Schumacher on Evo's outing.
He threw a lot of strikes. Some pitches were up that he probably wants to have back, but overall I'm not worried about Evo. He's going to be just fine. That's probably the last guy I'm worried about in there.
The game did end on an overturned third strike call with Evan Carter at the plate. It's the first time in Major League history that the ABA system was used to end a game. First of 81 at Globe Life Field is Friday afternoon against the Reds. Dallas Stars have now lost 7 of their last 9 after a 6-3 beating in Boston. Dallas ends up with just 3 of a possible 8 points on their road trip, pretty much locked into the second spot in the Central Division as Colorado has 2 games in hand and leads by 8 points. The standings hold. Dallas' first round opponent would be the Minnesota Wild. They need to hold on to the second spot to have home ice in the first round. Looking up at the Avalanche, who lead by 8 and host Vancouver this evening. That is the Ticket Ticker. I'm Kevin Landrum, Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket. Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership. KTCK-AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK-FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus Media Station.
We're looking for The Ticket's best worst golfer during the April Fool's Open at Prairie Lakes Golf Course in Grand Prairie. Brought to you by WorstGolferInDallas.com and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
All right, the April Fool's Open is brought to you by
All-Pro Foundation Repair.
Thank you very much, Connor. Let's throw it to the third hole, the par three. Jacob Detamore is set to tee off. He is 9 over after his adventure on the par five. Donovan Lewis, take over.
Thank you, Corby. He has a hybrid in his hand on the par three. He's addressing the ball with a slightly forward stance. He is preparing to swing. He has to take another practice swing.
Oh, that is right.
That is right, way right, as he is in those trees, a group of about 12 or 13 trees that are right there to the right. He got it in the air,
yeah.
But man, he sliced that thing way right. He's going to have a lot of difficulty getting back to the fairway to see if he can get that on the green. And now David Mino, who has a 7-iron in his hand. That's a little ambitious for David Mino, a 7-iron.
Well, I'll tell you what, Donovan. Can David Mino overcome the depression of really screwing up that par 5?
He really did. He is gripping the club really tightly. You can see the veins popping out of his arms as he's addressing the ball right here on the par 5.
Par 3.
Oh, sorry, par 3. Take a look.
Oh my God!
Now, it went a ways, but it's right. He hit that very nicely.
Gordon?
It's to the right. He still has a ways to go to get over the trees to get back to the green, but at least he doesn't have far to go. That probably went about 140 yards with the par, with the 7-iron towards the right, but at least he has a look.
Yeah, he's almost pin high. I don't think he's got any tree trouble. Does he have tree trouble?
I can't tell from here. It looks like he does, but it may be my peripheral.
We think he may be behind one of the palm trees.
Okay. So he has a little bit of work, but... He got it down there, fellas.
Yeah, that was a really good swing.
It's like Doral.
It's over by the Dragons.
Okay, let's go to Matt McLaren on the par 5 with Cam LaFada and Jay King. Set the scene.
All right, so Jay is way to the right, hitting out of the rough, and he just hit it. Okay, he's going to be, you might see his ball approaching the water about 15 yards north of the water here.
He's good.
So that is his fifth shot, and Cam is laying two.
Okay, is that him back over there by the cart path?
Yes, that is him by the cart path on this side of the tree.
Okay, he's lying too.
This is
right
his third
now.
Shot.
It's decision time. He's about 150 away. Do you play short and set up a pitch, or do you?
Bob, I think you have to. He's in the trees just a little bit. He wants to be smart.
Just get out.
Okay, he pitched out. Yeah,
okay.
Smart. Yeah, he's probably going to be 100 yards
out. He's aware of what the first two guys did on the par five, so he's just trying to shoot like an 8 to a 10 on this hole ahead.
And now the problem is, of course, getting over the beast that is the water here at the par five. Let's go back to number one, E.A. Azad off the green, George, putting for par.
This is for par. This is amazing. A great drive, strange second shot, well behind the green, good third shot, and now this is a chip from about 12, 15 feet behind the green.
Did he pull the pin?
He pulled the pin. That means he's going to try to make it for par.
Yes.
He's over the ball, wearing his Romo number 9 jersey and the white flop hat. E.A. Azad, the leader, with cameras rolling from Fox 4. I'm not sure what he just flubbed it. It only went a foot and a half. He's back over it again for his fifth shot. And this one is on the green, rolling down towards the cup. Not bad touch and good support from the gallery. He's just a couple of feet away now.
Wow.
For what would be a 6, and he's taken no time at all. He's sized it up.
Now remember, EA took a 9 on the par 3 to put him only at 6 over par.
Put on the way, and he had way too much steam on it.
Oh,
it goes
no.
through the hole and some 4 feet below the hole. Why did he hit it so hard?
Oh, no.
Somehow.
So this is back for a 7?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is for now for a 7.
This is a tougher one, George.
Gout has just taken its toll here on the par 4. This is on the way, and again too hard and off the back rim. And he's left himself another 2.5 feet.
He knows only one speed, George.
Now for 8, gentle and in for an 8. Not bad, but
no.
A missed opportunity.
God.
For EA at the par 4 first.
Okay, so he goes to 10 over, but 2 shots completed. And
it's 2 holes completed.
Boy, yeah, 2 holes completed. What a chance for him.
All right, well, not bad. A 9 and an 8. Let's go to the par 5 now. Cam LaFada lies 3 in the middle of the fairway, now trying to go over the water, which would be put him in maybe the best position anyone has ever been on in this hole.
Yep, you're good.
All right. He's addressing the ball. Again, he has to navigate a large water hazard about 100 and some odd yards away.
The first time he's ever hit it over.
Oh, my God, he hit it so far right.
But does it get over?
It's over the water.
It's over the water.
It is. Did it hit the trees?
He's up. He's up.
It went in between the trees, and it's dry.
That is incredibly fortuitous.
That's a huge shot there for Cam.
Dude, that break right there, that's like 6 shots saved that he somehow didn't hit the tree and go in the water. What a miracle. Maybe it's destiny.
Now can Jay do it?
Jay King.
Yeah, now Jay with his first shot ever over water.
Jay lies what
Jay
now?
Jay King.
5?
This is his 6th, I believe. He snapped a club on one of his shots before.
Oh, no.
He hit a tree.
Oh,
he's over the water.
Oh, he hit it so
Oh, my gosh.
Look out. Okay.
That actually is not bad.
The gallery on the back side of the green.
So Jane had to hit it over the water, blades it. It flies, hits the back of the green, and only because of the hill on the back side, he's only about 10, 15 yards on the other side of the green, but again, avoids the water hazard.
Right. Like a Juan Gonzalez line drive, just kept going and going.
He skipped it about 5 feet to the left of the hole.
Without ever getting altitude.
All right, Bob, let's run down as they walk to their balls. Let's run down the scores that we have right now, and then we'll reset the scene.
Okay, so EA has completed 2 holes, and he's 10 over par. And everyone else has just holed out on 1 hole. And Jay's at +6, Cam +8, Daddy +9, Mino +11. So we have a bit of a stagger right now as the play catches up.
Okay, Craig, let's take it back over there to the par 3 third.
Yeah, both of the guys just hit their approach shots. Jacob Dedamore was, 100 yards out? And he put it on the green, right in the middle of the green, lower shelf. So he's got about 30 feet, maybe 40 feet uphill. David Mino was behind the palm tree over here, Gordo, and he couldn't lift it. So he had to hit it around. His caddy, David Hulse, made sure he hit a worm burner to the left, and he got out of trouble.
But too strong, though.
Too strong. He's over the green by about 10 feet.
Yeah, he's down below the pin. And I don't know who's going to hit here next. Looks like Mino is.
Yeah, Mino's away. Deddy's on the green.
Boy, that was the walk of shame he took all the way across that green, too, it looked like. His caddy, David Hulse, of course, so disappointed. Needs this victory so badly to solidify his career.
His caddy is disgusted with him.
Yes.
It looks like he's got about a pitching wedge as he is eyeing it. Now, from our broadcast standpoint here in the tower, you can tell what a hilly course this is, Gordo. We can't even see the lower half of Mino's body.
No, we can't. No, we can't. We can just, Mino, of course, built like a line segment, very stick skinny, but he is poking up only about halfway above that hill, and he's addressing the ball now, getting ready to take his shot. And when he chips up and he gets it on the green, that is a pretty nice little shot. He's still on top of the shelf. He didn't go down low, but he's still 20 feet away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, these guys may be doing really well on this hole. Let's go back to
Cam
LaFada, who is lying 1, 2, 3, 4 at this point. Come on, Cam, let's go. Cam, of course, hit his 1, 2, 3, 4th shot over the water on the par 5. He has the very familiar uphill 25, 30-yard shot that so many combatants have had through the years. Incredibly difficult to judge the distance. His swing is back.
Uh-oh.
He whiffed.
He topped it.
Did it move at all?
I don't know. He pulled away so fast, he might have whiffed.
Yeah, he was so disgusted. His caddy looked down in shame. LaFada hits another one. It's a nice, okay. It is right of the green, about 10 yards. So that's 5, 6.
Now pin high.
Pin high and 6. That's really, really good. Let's go back to the par 3.
So, one slight correction. Both players are here in 3. Deddy, that was not his second shot to the green. It was his third. So, Deddy is away. He's got 35, maybe 40 feet uphill into the wind, which is significant, in his burnt orange Texas golf shirt.
Celebrating another sweet 16, Craig.
He's over the ball.
Do it for Peyton.
It's up over the break, top of the hill, but way left and passed by about 15 feet. So he'll have that coming back for a 5.
Boy, things get so hairy on the greens. Jay King is now over the green on the par 5. Again, neither one of these guys hit it in the water, which is a miracle. Jay has a very delicate 25-yard chip coming back down.
Okay.
He actually hits it really well.
Wow.
Listen to the gallery. They love that shot.
That looked like golf.
Very high quality. Jay, now correct me if I'm wrong. Does Jay lie 6? No, 7.
I think he had a few adventures
8?
On his way here. Yeah.
8, Muscle Manos? Oh, he broke his club. He snapped his club.
Accidentally, huh?
Oh, he hit a tree.
Man, he looks ridiculous in that hat.
This is
for 8, okay.
Yeah, this is for 8. Not bad at all.
All right, and Cam is for 6.
Okay, back up to the par 3. We go.
And Mino has about 20 feet here for a 4, and he's getting instructions from his caddy, David Hulse. There's no better caddy to have than a former Major League Baseball leadoff hitter.
No. I think it's a perfect fit for Mino's game. He takes a swing. It's gentle. It's right. And it just breaks right. Mm. But it was a pretty good-looking putt.
Yep, high.
He had the distance. It just he didn't quite read it right. That's what you get when you have a leadoff hitter who's breaking down the green.
So this would be for a double bogey? If Mino can make this?
This is Deddy. What's that, about 15 feet for a 5.
Looks good on its way. Looking good.
Oh!
Just to the right. Missed it by about 2 inches there, Craig.
We'll tap in here for a six.
Okay, nice. A 6, not bad. That triple bogeys here, that wins tournaments.
Okay, so he's plus 12 on the tournament. He'll be 2 back of EA, who's plus 10 of those who have played 2 holes.
Goes Mino.
This is for a 5.
Yeah, it is.
This would be something.
Let's see, about 5 feet away.
What a comeback story this would be.
Bit of an awkward stance.
Little uphill.
Yes, sir!
Drained it.
Wow. Nice. Mino back in the game.
Yes.
After we thought all was lost on the par 5 disaster, David Mino finds himself right in contention, and to the par 5 we go as Cam LaFada now is putting for a double bogey 7, I do believe. A 7. He's got the putter off the green. He's got to go up and over a hill. That's not bad touch. It's going to go past about,
I don't hate that at all,
12 or 13 feet beneath the hole. He'll have a nice uphill putt. Coming back for an 8, which is very impressive. Jay King has put the umbrella hat back on with his Sasquatch shirt and incredibly floral print. He's down on the ground now reading the putt.
Every new golfer wants to try the Villegas.
Yeah, Camilo Villegas, the former champion Ryan Baldwin, gives him a sign of approval. And that's a really nice putt from Jay. He's going to leave it about 4 feet short.
It's a lag putt.
Yeah.
It's so jarring to see Cam LaFada so SMU and then see Jay dressed like he's dressed.
It's just not normal. LaFada now for an 8, about 2 feet short.
Now this is
Let's let Cam finish this out now. Go ahead, Cam.
This is where the tournament is won and lost with these short ones.
I know he's got 2.5 feet. Jay King does a dance to try to jinx him. LaFada for a 9.
Oh no!
Just about an inch short.
He left it short. That's a 10. That's a 10.
Not bad.
Okay.
And
so he's a 13.
Jay King now putting for, I think, an 8. 5 feet beneath the hole.
This could be big.
Oh, my God. Not only did he miss it, George, he put it about 4 feet past, and he's got to come back down the hill. That would have been huge for him.
But if he makes this, he'll have the lowest score on this hole today out of 4 players.
That's a 9. Here we go. He's resetting his stance. He taps it.
He does not.
And he's short.
Left it short again.
He left it short. And cleans up for a 10.
Okay. So this leaderboard is actually relatively competitive and tight with one hole to go, guys. We have Cam and Mino at plus 13. They are trailing Jay and Deddy at plus 12. Just one shot separates 4 players, and then leading solo lead with one hole to go, E.A. Azad at plus 10.
Oh. But he has the par 5 left.
A two-shot lead.
With the daunting par 5. Let's come back in 3 minutes. We'll finish it up here at the April Fool's Open.
The Ticket.
DFWsecurity.com, my security company for oh so many years, and it can be yours as well. And I just want to be here to tell you that if you are looking for a security company that does things a little bit different, I can promise you DFW Security not only does it different, they do it better, because they have a camera system where if you do see somebody kind of creeping around your property, trained video agents then can talk to them and tell them to get off the property. They can scare them away with a couple of different types of deterrence. They can dispatch the police as well. And so you're not going to wake up one morning and hit play on your video system and be like, oh, we got robbed. Great. How do we do it? No, it's going to stop way before the robbery actually happens. And that's the beauty of DFW Security. Detect, deter, and defend, and feel good about yourself when you do it. It's really easy to navigate as well. So get on at DFWsecurity.com, DFWsecurity.com.
DFWsecurity.com.
So you're new in town and you're hearing all about this station, The Ticket.
So you're saying you don't do the upside down pirate?
Yeah, that's us.
Oh.
We've been DFW's all sports, all the time station for 32 years. We've got hot sports opinions on every team in town. And the thing is, we aren't paid by any owners, so our HSOs aren't sus. Listening to The Ticket is like hanging with your friends, talk some sports, have a few laughs, bust balls, and forget about this crazy world for a while.
Made me realize that I'm a boy here. Someday we'll be a man.
Hey, we're glad you're here on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket.
The unpredictable Texas weather calls for guaranteed savings with TXU Energy Ultimate Season Pass. 50% off energy charges during peak winter and summer, plus even more months of automatic savings. That's relief that adds up to an average of $450 a year.
Marketers, you know that feeling. An advertising investment seemed on point but didn't drive any revenue, and now your CFO wants answers. LinkedIn calls that bull spend. Invest in what looks good to your CFO. LinkedIn ads generates the highest ROAS of all major ad networks. So cut the bull spend and advertise on LinkedIn. Spend $250 on your first LinkedIn ads campaign and get a $250 credit. Visit linkedin.com/collegebasketball. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there,
I'm Paula Pant, host of the Afford Anything podcast. I help people make the smartest money decisions possible because let's face it, money's too important to wing it. From investing strategies to economic trends to savvy travel, lifestyle design, and beyond, we're in this journey to financial independence together. Remember, you can afford anything, just not everything. So, Afford Anything. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Ticker brought to you by Higginbotham Insurance, Higginbotham.com, and Reliant Air Conditioning. Rangers fall to the Orioles this afternoon as they are unable to complete the sweep. Texas with eight hits today, but scores just three runs as Baltimore crosses the plate eight times. Nathan Eovaldi, the loser. Mackenzie Gore will make his first home start on Friday against the Reds in the home opener. Jerry Jones had his moment with reporters at the owners' meetings in Phoenix this week, asked about whether he expects receiver George Pickens to report to OTAs this offseason.
Well, I like the fact that he's working with Dak. They're getting that in. That's critical right now as well as in the future. So it's good. It's all good.
On the franchise tag, if a long-term deal is not reached by July 15th, he will play 1 year fully guaranteed. And former Maverick Luka Doncic joining Michael Jordan and just eight other players all-time to score 600 points in a month as he went off for 42 against the Cavs last night. His Lakers went 15-2 in March. That is the Ticket Ticker. I'm Kevin Landrum, Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket.
Hooks, slices, shanks, whiffs. And that's just the first stroke during the Ticket's April Fool's Open, live from Prairie Lakes Golf Course in Grand Prairie. Brought to you by WorstGolferInDallas.com and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we back here at the April Fool's Open, and we have a very, very tight contest, Bob, something we have never seen where every one of these guys has a legit chance to win this golf tournament.
It's amazing. With EA Azad, our leader, at 10 over par, he has a two-shot lead, but he also has to play the most difficult hole of the course, the long par 5 over the water. But EA is at plus 10. Two shots back. Deddy is at plus 12. So is Jay King at plus 12. Deddy has to play the par 3, and Jay has to play the, or excuse me.
Yeah, Deddy's
par playing 4. The par 4. Jay's playing the par 3. And then at three shots back, still in this, Cinco de Mayo, David Mino is at plus 13, and Cam LaFada, first time on a golf course, also plus 13. Everyone's still in this, three shots from front to back with one hole to play.
D.A. Azad is on the par 5, as we said. Matt, he has hit his tee shot. It looked like it went about 40 yards dead right, and he hit it fat as well. Is that a fair assessment? Oh, we lost Matt. Well, we'll go back to Matt here in just a second. Let's go back to the par 4 with Sean Bass and David Mino and Jacob Detamore.
That's right, Snake. Mino is in the tee box, and the executive decision by his caddy, David Hulse, to abandon the driver. Once again, he is going iron. Even though he's still in this tournament, he doesn't feel great about his driver. He's also going to have to contend with a crosswind here at Davies Lane, and he's approaching the ball, slightly open stance, peering down the fairway. Draws back, and he hits it somewhat straight, a little right of the fairway. Going to see where that's going to go, and it's kicking right. Might be near a tree.
Okay, it was a fine swing, and he held his pose. Very proud of that as well. Now Jacob Detamore is teeing his ball up here on the par 4. Again, Jacob right in the middle of things, right in the thick of things after an impressive triple on the par 3. He and Mino both in contention here, and Jacob looks like, Sean, he's got a wood.
He does have an actual old persimmon wood. It was his father's, his late father's, so he's playing with emotion here on the par 4 number 1. Deddy
Boy, this is a huge ball
has a real chance.
He does.
As Fox 4 is filming Deddy's drive.
Oh, my God, Chris Hanks staring at the face of Deddy.
And it's a worm burner, but it's straight. It's kicking a little bit right down the fairway. And he says he will take that. Okay. Deddy is very happy.
Yeah, I didn't really have a choice. All right, let's go over to the par 3. And Donovan Lewis, go ahead, Jeff.
We have breaking news.
Yes?
Self-reported. Jay King and his caddy Baldy have self-reported. He is at 11-11 on his two holes. Not at 10-10. He's at 11-11.
Oh, the honesty. Boy. The honesty.
I believe you have to do that in golf.
You do.
So now they go to plus 14?
Okay. Still right in the middle of
still
things.
Still there.
Well, let's take you over to Donovan Lewis and the tee box.
Hey, thank you very much. Cam, you are up. Cam has a driver.
What?
On this par
three. It's 150 yards.
He has a driver. He teed it up low, so I'm expecting him to just not get it up in the air and get it through the wind, as the wind is blowing pretty hard right in his face. He's addressing the ball with a driver. He takes the swing.
Oh, oh my gosh!
He gets it down there. It's to the right, but it's almost like where Mino was for.
Craig, can you see that?
Almost to the tee box on number one, okay. Where Sean is.
Man, he got a hold of that when it was floating right. He got it up in the air through the wind, so he should be kind of pin high, right? Or is he past the pin?
Yeah, no, he's almost exactly pin high, but I think he's got tree trouble.
Okay, all right. So Jay King is now about to tee up. He has a wood. Is that a five wood? Okay, three wood. Okay, three wood. He tees it up a little high for a wood, but we'll see. Addressing the ball, he makes no time getting ready to swing.
Oh, Jay's a fast play. Oh, he pops it up.
Straight
it
in pop the air. Up, yep. Boy, that four. Sun is killing me. Four!
That wind does take that ball.
But it's not
around.
Out of bounds.
No, it's not out of bounds at all.
It's right in the middle of the fairway.
Okay, that's not a terrible shot. We've seen much worse. Matt McLaren, can you tell us what EA Azad is doing on the par five now?
Well, he's not doing great things. It's been a rough one for him. We finally got past the ladies' tee on his fourth shot.
Oh no. He is our sole leader.
Yeah, he is now way OB, and so he's going to have to come out of that, so he'll be laying five, and we might be, I don't know, 75 yards from the tee.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah, we're trying to find his ball, so I'll let you guys know.
Is it a good sign, George, that you're lying four and you haven't made it past the ladies' tee yet?
That's a terrible sign, and I think you have to take your pants down if that's the case.
I would think so, too. The rule generally is one shot.
Yeah.
We'll let EA take a pass on that rule.
As our solo leader, I don't think that's closing time right there. I just don't think we're closing.
I sensed a nervousness with him as he left this green, and sounds like it's
do you think
coming
it was
to life now in the par five.
Do you think it was the five putt from 12 feet?
That may have been it.
Rattled
that
him
may
a
have
little.
Rattled him, or the Fox 4 camera may have gotten to him.
All right, I can see David Mino now. He's on the right side of the fairway. Boy, what a huge moment for David. Played in so many of these, has not been in this position. He needs to punch out about 75 yards to get it close to the water for a third shot over that on this par four first. He is playing. David standing over his ball with David Hulls behind him, offering words of encouragement and shots of whiskey. David swings hard. That's a hard shot. I don't know where it went, though.
That's looking good. He is putting himself in a great position.
Oh my God.
For his third
George,
shot.
Do you see that?
I don't see it. Did it go left of the green?
It is on the left side, hugging the cart path around the water. I think he has completely avoided the water. Wow.
Yeah, the gallery on that side says he's up in two. That's what, great position.
What a moment for David Mino, the shot of his life.
Okay, speaking of which, I think Deddy should go for this. He is over the ball.
Well, here's the thing.
If he wants to win this thing, I think he got to go for it.
Here's the thing, though. It's his tournament to lose now if EA is going to put up a 20.
Okay, good point. It looks like he's aimed at the stick. It looks like he's going for it. Swing.
What just happened?
Dude, did it go backwards?
No, it went to...
It might still go in the water.
It's really close.
My God.
Right down near the water, and I'm not sure if it's in or not. I don't know what happened.
Dude.
It looked like it hit a root after he hit it.
It went straight left and then went down the slope towards the water.
Tom Gribble was behind him, and Tom Gribble ducked.
Yeah, like it hit a root, I think.
Okay.
And ricocheted. Oh, Deddy.
Boy, our leaderboard is just...
Did it stay dry?
I can't tell from here. They're looking at the water, and it's in the water.
Okay.
It is in the water.
I got to tell you, look at David Mino walking very confidently down the left side of the fairway, knowing that this may be his tournament to lose.
Yeah.
Let's go back over to the par three with Craig Miller and Gordon Keith.
Yeah. All right, so Jay King hit his second, and he is close to the green. We have Cam Lafata, who hit that massive 150-yard tee shot. Way right, though, and he's behind some trees, but he's having to wait for the gallery to clear. There's a woman
and
a
stroller. Woman and child.
Oh, my God.
In the way.
All right, this is a tough shot, Gordo.
It is, at him. He looks like he's pretty confident. He knows what he wants to do here, and he's lined up, and he's about to swing.
got the club hooded. He's got to hit it low.
Ooh, that was really low. That's on the cart path, but dribbles over the cart path and stays up on top of the hill.
Well, he didn't quite get it to the green. He's 30 feet or so away from the green up on a hill. So he's there in two. Jay King is green side in two. He's got a wedge out now. He's chipping.
This is his specialty. The chips have been really magical out there today.
Oh, he went under it. Yeah, he went right under it, and it went about 10 yards to the left. So he's still off the green.
Craig, I think the magic has ended with the short game in Jay King.
Maybe.
I just don't know what to think of this leaderboard.
So, Deddy, let's go back over to Jacob Dedamore, who now is trying to figure out where to drop. He's walking all over the course.
Go ahead, Mina.
Oh, you would. I think the play is you drop it as far out into the fairway as you can by going back towards the tee, so you don't have to go around the
Where
water.
Where is he walking right now?
I have no idea. I thought the.
Did he run out of golf balls?
Did he have to go potty?
Yeah.
Oh, he had to go get a club from.
Mino, go ahead and hit.
Why is Tom Gribble not carrying his bag?
I don't know.
Why is there a golf cart with Tom Gribble's bag? What is going on?
He's doing Aggie things.
He's a caddy.
But now we have Mino over the ball, and this could be quite a comeback story for David Mino.
This is it, Bob.
About 40 yards out, ball on the way, rolling up towards the green, and just short and moving left. So he is right behind the green in three.
Wow.
And he's about 15 yards off the surface.
Is he worse than where EA was?
He's first shot way back there.
Again. Right. Okay, go ahead, George.
Well, here's Deddy. He's got to clear the water.
I just don't know about this, Deddy.
He's two in, three out, hitting four for the eyes of Texas. And he either whiffed it or that's a whiff. Yeah. That's a whiff. So here is shot number five, and that is in the water.
Right into the water.
Two into the water.
That's such a tough shot for anyone.
That was a depth charge.
He gets to drop now on the other side of the water.
Yes.
It's a tight lie. It's just nothing good about that shot.
Look, what is going on with Deddy and his caddy, Tom? Why is Tom Gribble in a cart and not driving on the fairway? Daddy's having to walk all the way across the field. What is happening?
Hawkeye told him to tape a couple of bits at the pro shop first, and then
that
come
is a
back.
U.S. Marine veteran, and I'd like you to respect that just a little.
Whatever. All right, let's go back over. Look, EA is still. I can barely see him, Matt, here on the par five. How many does he lie?
He lies seven right now,
and he's
so. This is eight,
and he's 300 yards away.
Yeah, we're walking back over to the far side of the cart path here. I've gotten about, my Fitbit says I've gotten about 4,000 steps on this hole since we started.
Here's Mino's fourth shot, and he elected to go with the Texas wedge. It's on the green!
Oh!
And about 5-6 feet away for a bogey.
Dude, if he makes this.
My God. I think the tournament is his if he can make
Mino
this.
Mino has a chance to win this tournament.
I told Deddy to drop on the other side of the water. He had the water still in play. He's chipped it over the green, and he has chipped his way out of this tournament.
All right, par three. Craig Gordon, set the scene.
Boy, Gordo, that was a great shot by Cam Lafata. Drive went way to the right. Second shot on top of this hill, but his third shot, he snuggled up close to the pin.
He did, and he just hit it gently down off that hill and let the momentum carry it, and it carried it to how far away from the pin, the hole do you think he is?
I'd say he's got 6 feet or so for a four. And
not
here's
bad.
Jay King for a five, and that's right by about 3 or 4 feet. So Jay's got a short putt for a six. Cam Lafata could bogey this hole, which may be a hole record.
Okay, let's take a break. Tell everybody to hold up here. We need to come back in three minutes.
Except EA, maybe.
Jay just putt it out.
Putt it out.
That's all right. Okay.
So what does Jay have?
That's a thrusting. Six for Jay.
Wow.
A six? Wow.
Well, he posts a six. He's in at 16 over. That puts him in a really nice position.
Okay. All right. Let's take a break. Come back in 3 minutes. And literally, I believe we're going to crown our champion as David Mino is staring at about a 6-foot putt, and that would ice it.
The ticket.
All right, let's talk about your front door, if you don't mind, because Freedom Iron Doors just did something great at my house, and I'm very delighted, and maybe more importantly, my little lady is very delighted, because Freedom Iron Doors did something awesome, and that is built us a custom wrought iron front door, and it is out of this world. It has changed the entire look of the house. It gets us comments, and of course, in terms of security and increasing value and so forth, it is off the charts. Freedom Iron Doors is a family-built North Texas company, for that matter, with more than 21 years of experience crafting custom wrought iron doors that are built to protect, not just look good. Every door is forged with purpose and installed by their own in-house crews, no outsourcing, and no shortcuts. So you should check it out for yourself. I'm a big fan of Freedom Iron Doors. You can go see their showroom up there in Carrollton between Sandy Lake and Beltline on I-35. Right underneath their awesome billboard, or check them out, freedomirondoors.com. Tell them to take it at you, freedomirondoors.com.
Ticket Draft Dream Team, assemble.
Assemble!
The Ticket presents wall-to-wall coverage of the NFL Draft, April 23rd through 25th. We're live from NFL Draft headquarters in Pittsburgh, the Cowboys star in Frisco, and the Ticket's Draft Day War Room, deep inside the mothership. The Cowboys have 9 picks, including 2 first-rounders, and the Ticket Draft Dream Team will have hot sports opinions on every pick.
Assemble!
The NFL Draft, on the station whose last pick was our sizable no.
Don't pick your nose, hon.
I'm not picking it, Mom. I'm out of here.
Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Unpredictable Texas weather calls for guaranteed savings with TXU Energy Ultimate Season Pass. 50% off energy charges during peak winter and summer, plus even more months of automatic savings. That's relief that adds up to an average of $450 a year.
Marketers, you know that feeling. An advertising investment seemed on point but didn't drive any revenue. And now your CFO wants answers. LinkedIn calls that bull spend. Invest in what looks good to your CFO. LinkedIn ads generates the highest ROAS of all major ad networks. So cut the bull spend and advertise on LinkedIn. Spend $250 on your first LinkedIn ads campaign and get a $250 credit. Visit LinkedIn.com/collegebasketball. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to discover your new favorite spot? At SweetDeals.com, we help you save with amazing local businesses. Save more, explore more, and uncover hidden gems. Visit SweetDeals.com today.
Tax day is almost here, but don't stress. Enter the Uncle Sam's giveaway for a chance to win $5,000 to bail you out. Don't owe anything? Great. Spend it on whatever you want. Head to our website to enter this national contest for your chance to win $5,000 with the Uncle Sam's giveaway.
Average doesn't grow your business. Smart strategy does. At Cumulus Digital, our campaigns outperform industry benchmarks by more than 25% because we go beyond clicks and impressions, showing you exactly who saw your ad by name and address. We build solutions that fit more than 4,000 businesses that partner with us every month. Let's build one for you. You're not average, and your marketing results shouldn't be either. Visit CumulusDigital.com today.
Black and Abdallah.
Top 10, here we go.
Okay. Shots fired.
That's what we do. We rank
Shots
quarterbacks.
Shots fired. We've got college hoops, spring training, and everything happening in the NFL.
The hot takes and heated debates you won't hear anywhere else.
What an incredible shot.
Is that what you would say on the air?
You're the play-by-play guy. You've done play-by-play.
A very special edition of Black and Abdallah.
Might be the last.
Westwood One Sports Talk. Your home for Black and Abdallah. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
One second you're enjoying your first day off in forever. Then mid-lunch, your phone buzzes. A window's been broken at home and you're miles away. In one second, everything can change. That's why ADT offers security systems with 24/7 monitoring with tech that helps first responders prioritize your emergency. And with the ADT Plus app, you can stay informed and in control of your home from virtually wherever you are. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com to learn more.
The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is coming to Pittsburgh, and it's your chance to witness the future of the game for free. From April 23rd to April 25th, feel the energy of the NFL Draft. See the Vince Lombardi Trophy and Super Bowl rings. Meet NFL players and legends. Enjoy interactive games and live music performances, and be there as the future of the NFL takes center stage. The NFL Draft starts April 23rd. Register for free entry at NFL.com/draft access today.
Tradition unlike any other. The tickets April Fool's open, live from Prairie Lakes Golf Course in Grand Prairie and on the Hard Line with the Ticket Team. Brought to you by WorstGolferInDallas.com and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Muse, the WOW Signal Tour is coming to Dos Equis Pavilion August 14th with special guests Portugal the Man and the Temper Trap. Get in on the artist presale now at muse.mu/tour, and you can text Muse to 22126 for your chance to win a pair of tickets.
Thank you very much, DJ. All right, this is a wild-ass finish we have here at the April Fool's Open at Prairie Lakes, where...
Playoffs?
Man, there could be. So... Cam Lafata is up on the par three with about a 5 or 6 foot putt, Craig, is that right?
And this would give him the lead in the clubhouse if he can make this.
Yeah, he's at 25 right now, total strokes.
It's very, very windy up here. This is the high point of the course. In fact, we've seen a little snow up here.
Weird.
All right, he is leaving the pin in. He loves to do this. Very confident. He's over the ball. His caddy has not said a word to him, so he thinks he's got this in the bag. This could be for the championship. He's giving it an eyeball or two or three. Taking his time. Blade back on its way. Oh, he missed it right. And it goes past another 6 feet. So
oh, my
got
God.
That coming back.
All right, hold off on that. EA Azad is on the par five. EA, I believe, hey, Matt, how many does EA lie right now? At least 10?
He lies 11.
11. Okay, he lies 11.
So and he's not, it's a penalty right there, so 12 to get out.
Oh, my God.
So he lies 12.
His ball was rimming the water hazard there.
Thank you, Dave, very much for that.
He didn't have a shot. He was stuck in the brown.
After EA had a 2-stroke lead going into this hole, Bob, it looks like that EA now is out of the competition unless he can hole it from about 100 yards over water.
He's like Romo dropping the snap in Seattle.
Yes, really is. And he's wearing his Romo outfit, of course, his pants, which nobody knows if they're shorts or jeans.
Shorts. Much improved, though.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, your declaration this morning that he had no chance. He did have a chance. He was leading this tournament. It was like Rory at the Masters.
Well, and yet, when you play all the holes, I was correct.
That's true. All right, let's go.
He just lived clean in place. He just placed his ball.
So he has to make this?
He needs to make this 100 yards over the water right now. This is his moment.
There you go. Yeah.
He's going to clear the water.
No. Oh, it almost skipped.
No. It goes into the water. He's out.
13 in the water, 14.
All right, let's go down to the par four where Jacob Detamore and David Minot are. We would like for Deddy to finish out.
Yeah, he's over his putt now. This is 4 and 8. He's kind of fallen apart on this hole. He had a chance.
He did.
With 20 shots in his first two holes, this is 4 and 8. He's on the front of the green. The pin is on the back left. This is about a 35-footer. On the way, not bad touch there by Deddy. This is towards the hole and almost in. Just 3 inches behind the cup.
Wow.
He almost drained that thing.
So that's a 9? If he can make this?
Yes, that's a tap in for a 9. Of course, we know
there are no tap-ins.
The adventure begins from within a foot of the hole. That's in for a 9 for Jacob Detamore.
All right.
A total of 29 for him.
All right, let's go to David Minot.
Okay.
David Minot currently sits at 26 strokes. Cam Lafata currently sits at 26 strokes. I believe they are both dead even. Mino, take it over, George. What is he staring at?
Okay, he's got a 6-footer from behind the hole. Now, I told him I thought he just had to 2-putt to win this thing. So he's just going to try to get it close. It's fast. It's downhill. It's on its way. And it is short by about a foot.
Oh, dear.
This is where it gets really difficult on these players.
What's this for?
So now this is for a 6.
Okay. This is huge.
Is this for the win?
Well, this is for solo lead, that's for sure.
This is for the solo lead. Just a foot away. He's over the ball, wide stance, in the Ranger gear. David Minot is in the hole and a fist pump. He thinks he's won the tournament, but we're not sure.
Okay, so a six there gives him a 15-over round, which gives him the lead over Jay at 16-over and Deddy at 17-over.
Okay, yeah. And so now Cam LaFada is sitting at 26, right? Like he's 13.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Yes. I don't know what he's going for here, though. What stroke is this for Cam?
Five. So this is for a six.
Okay.
Is that correct? Is that correct, so Joe Lecce?
Is this to tie Minot?
Or is this for a five? No, sorry. He is here in four. This is for a five.
Okay, this is huge, then.
So this is for the tournament, right?
This is to tie Minot for the tournament.
Oh, wow.
All right, this is to force a playoff. Cam LaFada has got 5 feet coming back. All right, play away. Again, the pin is in. He crouches behind the ball. I cannot imagine how nervous he is right now. He wants his caddy to come over and take a look. SMU caddy.
That's Josh from SMU.
Josh from SMU. Well known on the looper circuit.
He's going to pull the pin.
Oh, he's going to pull it.
Pull the pin. He's very confident he's going to make this.
I cannot imagine what's going through his mind right now.
He's got to have so many nerves.
Is this a knee knocker, Gordon?
Do you believe in miracles?
Look at that.
No!
Way left.
No!
Way left. And he's still about 5-6 feet away.
That was a terrible putt.
Yeah, he's lost all confidence now.
Lights are too bright.
Oh. He misses it again.
He
and
is
blows
exploding.
It past. Blows it past the hole again. He's about 2 feet away. Let's see if he can make this. And he finally puts it in the hole.
I believe that's an eight. Ladies and gentlemen, you're April Fool's Open champion, David Minot.
Unbelievable. But now EA has to take the play out of shame.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, come on. Bring us home.
Shame. Yeah, just keep going. Keep going until you make it.
We need a score to post.
Yeah, we do, EA.
Please, everyone around here, be careful. He's aimed right at us.
Yeah, but he can't hit it this far. Oh, he whiffed.
And he whiffed.
And... Oh, okay. He blades it over the green.
Okay. This is going to take a while.
Almost to the cart path.
It really is. Let's be sure and
Snickers.
Let's get Minot and his caddy, the Incredible Holes. How many years has this been where arguably the best athlete every single year, not even arguably, it's been David Minot. He couldn't get it done. He tried and tried and tried and failed in spectacular fashion so many years. And to have the intestinal fortitude after struggling so mightily on the par five, his first hole today, to come back, to gather himself, put himself in this position.
Do you think a 16 is the highest score a champion has ever posted on a hole at the April Fool's Open?
Wow. So he goes 16 and then
five and six. Double.
What is EA lying right now?
Who could say?
He wants to lie down.
That's his 15th shot? Here.
Yeah.
Here, join us.
Yeah. Pop on the air with us, Maddie.
Yeah, so this would be, he is lying 15. This is his 16th shot. 16th shot of the hole.
That's
so.
Probably not going to be good.
I feel bad because on the tee box I told him if he shot a 10, he'd win.
Because at this point, Minot has the worst score on
and
this
he,
hole.
He couldn't handle the pressure.
Our champion.
Yes. As of this point,
yeah,
he posted the highest score.
It looks like EA is going
to leave. If EA holds this out.
I believe he's about to have company.
Yeah.
Larry Mize, 87.
That's a very
off the green.
Here we go.
Very easy.
Down the hill.
Downhill putt. Off
this could go in the water.
And it's not on the green.
It is. Okay, that's not good. That's a good putt.
As Craig
really
said, his stroke looks really good.
He had a couple of nice shots once he got past the ladies.
And I will say, he's walking a lot more briskly than he has in past tournaments.
Yeah.
He's improved.
Yeah.
He's far more an athlete this year.
Would you say he's the favorite next year?
I would not. No, I still would not.
His focus has gotten a lot better, too.
Although Grant Boone's description of him being the Shaw Shank is just the most perfect thing of all time.
So, 17th shot.
17. which would definitely be a record for EA on this hole.
I think
there's no way he's done better than that.
We could still do a 20 here, no problem.
Yeah, he's got 20 feet.
There's meat on this bone.
Yeah, he's practicing his swing way too much.
His Romo jersey flapping.
Boy, and those shorts are too. We can all like fit Madonna in those shorts.
Here,
those
shorts? Jalen Rose here with the shorts.
Aren't they capris? They're shorts.
About five feet short. Not bad.
All right, he's going to get in. Two putts to get in under 20.
Yeah. Not
There's bad. Not a chance. It's just two putts.
I believe in him.
Oh, yeah, he's going to two putt.
Eh.
He's going to two putt.
Lost his hat.
Oh, no. Oh,
right
no.
in his line.
He throws his hat away in disgust.
Oh, no.
There's shame. Backing oh, he steps oh, okay, off to okay. take practice yeah, putts. He's serious about this now.
Pretty locked in.
The 18th shot.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
oh
my
no.
God. He blows it past 8, 9, 10 feet now.
Oh, no, for 19.
Now we got Coming a two-putt back.
No, a longer oh, putt for 19.
George, look at him with his cotton candy hair a la Tiger.
Finish in clutch. Come on, EA. Sink it.
Finish in style, EA.
Oh, no.
Knock it in for
oh,
19.
No. What is the...
is he dancing?
He's yeah. dancing.
Just get squared.
He's doing his best.
What?
What? Hit the ball.
These are fake.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I've
no.
never seen a worse putt.
All right. Close it out for 20, EA.
Okay.
Come on. I believe in you.
Yeah. He's like, I don't need your help anymore, Creighton. Creighton's trying to give it to oh, him.
He's right in his line.
Shadow
Creighton
right
doesn't
shadow
right
the hole.
Right. Yeah, Creighton,
move. Creighton, move. Your shadow's
doing?
In the way.
You're his caddy. You're supposed to help.
What line are you reading?
God, dude. What a
There you go. And
oh, my God.
20.
He put it short.
He's not going to make this one either.
21.
Oh,
yeah.
You did it. All right. All right.
Good
Take
job,
a bow,
EA.
Good job.
That is plus 16 on that hole and plus
so that's
26 for the tournament.
It's not bad.
Okay, so your final leaderboard is as follows. In fifth place, we won't say last, we'll say fifth, EA at plus 26. Eight shots in front of him is Cam LaFada at plus 18. One shot in front of him is Deddy at plus 17. One shot in front of him is Jay King at plus 16. And our champion, one shot in front of Jay King at 15 over par, it is David Mino.
Wow. Post game next, Mino! We talk to not only Mino, but his caddy, David Hulse, as they are celebrating big time. Oh, my God, Mino's already crushing booze. This is great. Next.
This is the Tickets April Fool's Open from Prairie Lakes Golf Course in Grand Prairie. Brought to you by WorstGolferInDallas.com and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we are back. We have crowned a champion. David Mino is your April Fool's Open champion for the very, very first time. A struggle it was. Bob, you have the final tally.
I absolutely do. First of all, thanks to Bert Walker for having Prairie Lakes in a nice shape again for another year. And he's always done a great job on the April Fool's Open as a super, as a greens keeper, just everything that he does out here for the good folks at Prairie Lakes. So come check them out. Our champion... With 27 strokes and a total of 15 over par, that is David Mino. Second on the podium with a total of 28, which would make that 15 over par. That is, or 16 over par, that is Jay King.
And remember,
the surprise of the day.
Jay King has never stepped foot on a golf course. And remember what happened in the middle of the round when Jay and his caddy both admitted that they weren't 10 over, they were 11 over.
Well, what a, you know, just what a tribute to what this game is all about.
Yeah.
And the sportsmanship and the self-policing and just the way they play. Those two strokes turned out to be a very, very big story here today.
That was the difference. That would have put them at 14 over.
That would have given them the solo win, but honesty wins in the end.
Yeah, they were so stoned they couldn't count their own scores.
Deddy, with a very respectable third-place finish with a total of 29, that is good for 17 over par in third place.
Wow,
and he put it in the water twice on his final hole.
He had
Otherwise,
the tournament.
He had a really good shot.
Cam LaFada had the tournament on his putter, at least to force a playoff with Mino, and then subsequently, I believe, four-putted from there.
From 5 feet.
And took a 18-over par finish with an eight after having, I think, a bogey putt, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So tough go there. He finished at 30. And then the solo leader with one hole to play took a 21 on the final hole. And that really messed up his tournament. Finished with a 38, and EA is 26 over par in our final leaderboard recap of the April Fool's Open 2026.
Well, let's say hello to our champion and his caddy. It's the two Davids, David Mino and David Hulse. David, after all these years.
I can exhale, finally.
Tell us your emotions.
I am emotionally drained, and I'm not lying. This is the greatest athletic achievement of my life. I played small-time college football,
yep,
small-time high school football. I have never looked forward to an event like this.
Yeah.
And especially, I think this is at least five times now. And starting off on the par five, I was done. Like,
yeah.
I was so, I don't even know what it was, a 14?
16.
16.
I literally said on the broadcast, you can't win a major on the first hole, but you can lose it.
And
until EA,
and I think I needed that.
Until EA carded a 21 on the par 5, you had the worst score on the par 5 today.
I needed that. I talked to my friend Matt Duchesne of the Dallas Stars today, and he said, talked about dealing with pressure. And he says he likes to have the underdog mentality. And that's very hard when every single person on the station is picking you to win the tournament.
Yeah.
And they've done that for 6 years now, and I've fallen short every time.
Just because you look good in jeans, well, you're cursed.
Right, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But yeah, after hitting the 16 on the par 5, Hull says I have no chance. Everybody's, this is over, it's done. I'm like, you know what, I'm just going to go out and let it rip.
Your caddy collapsed in disgust.
Yes, he did. I mean, rightfully so. I sucked.
The greatest day of his life ever as an athlete. It was the worst hole of my whole entire life.
But
as a human being.
It just adds to the story.
It does. So,
it's destiny is what it is.
I went from kissing his butt shot to like, you're the worst golfer ever. Just start. Just let it go, man. Just start. And then he turned it around. I said, if you can get to a green, you can putt because we putted well. And he two-putted that. In regulation, and he two-putted that in regulation, even though we used it off
putting
the green. But
putting.
Still.
Well, that's okay. And that's it. You got to putt well.
That's what I told
the
him.
The shot that won the tournament was your second shot here on the par four, where you got it out of the rough, and you got it all the way green high.
Yeah.
Around the water. You didn't have to mess with the water, which was huge, because almost everybody to a man went in the water on the par four, and you avoided it.
Choice. Yeah.
That was the moment I thought I could actually win, or at least I didn't know what Cam and Jay were doing, but I figured being paired with Deddy, I thought Deddy was going to be the best competition for me.
Yeah.
He was better on the par five. I think he might have been a stroke better for me than me on the par three. It's like, all right, I'm going to have to kick his ass on this hole.
Yeah.
And I went full Tiger.
And Deddy, you did. And Deddy.
Sorry, Deddy.
I had to kick your ass. We got to give Deddy credit because Deddy drove it right to the front of the water on the par four, right in front of where you were, George. And then he had a really tricky shot, and he hit it about 2.5 feet.
It hit a root.
It scared your caddy. It scared your diabetic caddy. And the ball went trundling down into the river of death slowly. And then that was the tournament for you because you couldn't get it over the water.
We've never had a tournament where all five players had a real story to tell about having a chance to win.
Yes.
We've never had that.
Jay King almost snuck in and got this thing. I didn't even tell Mino about that. I was just telling him about Cam. I said, I think you just have to two-putt to win. And then when he missed that other putt, I said, that's all you got to do. But if he would have missed that last one, Mino from a foot away, we would have had a playoff.
I know. And you know what's weird is that you go back and you think about like when you play, like guys that play a normal golf tournament, like that are really good, and they go back and they lost by one or two, and they're like, I could pinpoint one or two strokes no matter. Think of all these ding dongs that could point to one stroke, one whiff that would have changed everything. And Jay, all of them, dead, they were all right there.
Yeah, Jay definitely said, if I didn't whiff twice.
Yes.
I think I remember Tom Watson saying that one.
I know.
Had I not whiffed.
That's right.
Well, think about Cam LaFada, who's brand new at the radio station, brand new to golf. His very first swing is a whiff. And he still was looking at a 5-foot putt to tie the whole thing.
Youngster.
Yeah.
Which one's Cam? I think I met him earlier.
Cam's right behind Bob.
Oh, there he is.
There he is.
Yeah, I got to give Mino credit because after that first hole, the perseverance he showed to recover from that opening par five and just hit fantastic shots.
You did.
Off the tee, and your second
People
shot on
I'm
the par.
Not clutch. I had to prove the haters wrong.
Your second shot off the par four was brilliant.
Thank you. Yeah, plus four on the other two holes, we'll call it, the non-par five. And that's easily the best score of the tournament of those two holes. If you just look at splits, you had the lowest of the field on the par four with a six. That was easily the lowest. EA was second lowest with an eight. And then on the par three, you had the lowest with a five. Two other players had a six. So you made up massive ground on those other two holes, and that was enough to make up the margin for your victory.
All right, so let's talk to Jay King, who finished second, one stroke back. Jay, what an amazing start to your golf career this is.
That was fun.
Yeah?
Had a good time. Yeah.
Like, you're not horrible. You were hitting the ball.
My big thing was I was just making sure I got it over the water the first time because, boy, I was really slicing it.
Yeah. But well, you did.
Got some distance.
And there's only a couple people that did that avoided the water on the par five.
So what was the mystery where you guys came up with two additional strokes? Were you not charging yourself for whiffs at first? Or where did you guys say we did not score properly?
My caddy was always correct telling me I was plus 11 the entire time over that. So I was just listening to what he said.
Yeah, when I think y'all it was said, in translation. I said you had an 11 on that hole. And
yeah.
I think it got
lost in translation. Lost but in translation I was believing whatever my caddy said.
I see.
The honesty of Creighton Branch.
Yeah. Yeah, in the end, he's a man.
I'm sorry, Ryan Baldwin. Ryan Baldwin, not great. Ryan Baldwin, sorry.
That's right.
Yeah. Wearing the same outfit.
A former champion, you're smirching.
Sorry.
He's a man of great honor.
Yeah, indeed.
Talk to the low am. I will throw the champions dinner next year.
Yes.
With every former champion, Dave.
Yeah.
Everyone.
It should be a tradition.
Food. Yeah.
Yes.
We need to continue that.
Yeah.
The night before the tournament, we have a big party.
Maybe some Uncrustables.
God, that'd be great.
Oh, it has to be. Hammered.
On like a Tuesday, just like the Masters does.
Yeah.
That's great.
Everybody has to wear a tux.
All right. Cam Lafata joins us now. And Cam, you were right there staring at about a 5-foot putt to send this thing into OT. And man, it didn't go your way.
Yeah, we were right there. I just want to start out by saying I'm just happy to be here. I'm so blessed to be here. Thanks for everyone for coming out to support us
on
our first ever golf tournament. But, we came up a little short there. Got to work on finishing.
That's okay. And you whiffed on your very first shot, but had the wherewithal and the stick-to-itiveness to battle through that whiff.
Yeah, the whiff was tough. We were a little nervous, not going to lie. I never had a gallery before, so we were definitely feeling the nerves there. But then we hit a great bomb on that second shot. We went in the water a few times, and we came back. I had a beautiful caddy in Josh Holland, my boy from SMU.
Your boyfriend?
Not my boyfriend, but a good friend.
How about this? Already using the we.
Yeah,
like George Speed.
Oh, sorry. He sounds just like a hockey player right now.
Yeah. We had to get the balls in deep, you know.
I don't know about that. So you haven't really dealt with galleries, partly because you haven't been on a golf course before. Would you say that's fair?
That's accurate.
Do you believe that it's your privilege to play before galleries?
Is it my privilege?
He pays his own way in college.
Yeah.
He has no privilege. His father got mad at him for going to college. He doesn't believe in it, but this man battled through just like he did his whiff.
I would say Cam has a really good chance of taking this next year if you don't practice at all.
We were right there, boys.
You were
right
there.
No practicing. All right, let's talk to EA Azad. Way to go,
too.
Cam.
Really good interview.
Yeah, he's got something there.
Oh, boy. EA.
What's up, guys?
EA.
Yeah.
How do you feel? You had the lead going into the final hole. You were ready to shock the world.
A two-shot lead.
Yeah.
You did good, man.
No,
you made progress.
Yeah.
Were you worried knowing you had the par five last?
A little. It was worse when Matt McLaren decided to just give me updates on everybody because Creighton's like, let's focus on us. And that was working. And we get to the par five, and Matt's just like, yeah, well, you know, this is what's going on with Mino. I'm like, please don't tell me.
You know what this is? This is like at Augusta when somebody walks up at the big scoreboard and they see it and they're like, oh my God.
Don't look.
No, don't look. I now have a one stroke lead. I thought I had a four stroke lead. EA felt that same type of pressure. But I got to tell you, buddy, you were right there and it was incredibly impressive. how well you played leading into that par five. Bravo to you.
Thank you. No doubt about it. I think where I really messed up, I was in line for a par four.
Yes.
And the grass got in the way right there.
It does.
Yeah, as it will do on a golf course.
Yeah. And I don't know, like, if I got that, I would have won the tournament because it didn't matter what I did on the five. I had a par four. I don't think anybody in would have got a par.
Right.
On a
21
hole.
Still would have mattered.
Well, if you just take away a hole, you probably win.
You didn't win, but you won most improved player.
Yes.
Yes.
And you won our two-hole champion. So
yeah.
if the tournament was only two holes, you would have won.
And I love the tweet you put out. That you know what? It felt good. You put me on, like, ESPN, shocker alert.
I thought the people needed to know what they were missing.
So, wait, you were keeping up with Twitter?
No, just now.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want anything. I didn't want to know anything. This year was supposed to be serious, and, hey, maybe next year we'll finish it out.
But, well, I'll tell you what. You didn't win, but most important, the thing that you did capture, our hearts.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you for noticing I walk better.
You do walk better.
I told you, I'm much healthier now.
Yeah.
I've lost a lot of weight. I'm doing much. I have energy. Like, things are doing
well.
Using
your feet?
Yeah.
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 To walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's wearing his Romo and his Skechers.
Yeah, see?
So you know he's serious.
Yeah. And again, this jersey was much tighter last year. So
that's right.
Yeah. Yeah. Just think about next year.
Next year, I'll
put two EAs in there.
That's damn right. I'll be like Mina.
Yeah.
All right, EA. Maybe. Thank you very much.
EA, well done,
love
sir.
You guys.
Way to go, EA.
Mino.
Congrats, bro.
Mino, I'll look for a major celebration tonight, a hearty dinner, and many margaritas to come.
We're going to party tonight. We're going to have a big party this weekend.
Yeah.
Everybody invited. So the big official Mino after party.
Okay.
More details to come.
The Mino after party. Hulse, of course, invited.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. By the way, everybody
drinks on Hulse.
Everybody check Mino's Twitter account because... His social team has been hard at work.
Yeah, I need to give a shout out to Nike for believing in me. They don't sponsor me or anything, but I have my Nike.
Might I suggest to your social team a black and white version is what Nike would put.
Yeah,
so we'll just continue to work on that. But it's great.
You need to accept your official trophy.
Thank you so much.
From one April Fool's Open weed pipe.
All right.
No kings, my ass. King Mino lives.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Wow. We'll see
Thank
about,
you so much.
We'll see about next year. We're flirting with the idea of a tournament of champions, which finally Mino is a part of. He's like, you know what he is?
He was all excited that he wouldn't have to play next year, but tournament of champions.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, we just watched the Rory doc. He kind of has a lot of Rory in him.
Yeah.
Where nobody thought he could pull it off.
Right. Thank you.
Now does
After
he run 12, off five
finally
in
finally win one. Yes.
Right. All right. Thank you guys very much. P1s, we cannot thank you guys enough as well
thank
for
you.
All coming
Boy,
out.
A tremendous
you.
Gallery today.
Boy, our gallery was great.
Yes. Unfortunately, we don't get to go because Community Quick Hits and/or E News will be next.
What?